Good in Bed by Jennifer Weiner. Read by Laura Hicks.
Part 1. Good in Bed. Chapter 1. Have you seen it? Asked Samantha. I leaned close to my computer so my editor wouldn't hear me on a personal call. Seen what? Oh, nothing. Never mind. We'll talk when you get home. Seen what? I asked again. Nothing, Samantha repeated. Samantha, you have never once called me in the middle of the day about nothing. Now come on, spill. Samantha sighed. Okay, but remember, don't shoot the messenger. Now I was getting worried. Moxie, the new issue. Canny, you have to go get one right now. Why? What's up? Am I one of the fashion faux pas? Just go to the lobby and get it. I'll hold. This was important. Samantha was, in addition to being my best friend, also an associate at Lewis, Dummel, and Fennec. Samantha put people on hold, or had her assistant tell them she was in a meeting. Samantha herself did not hold. It's a sign of weakness, she'd told me. I felt a small twinge of anxiety work its way down my spine. I took the elevator to the lobby of the Philadelphia Examiner, waved at the security guard, and walked to the small newsstand, where I found Moxie on the rack next to its sister publications, Cosmo and Glamour and Mademoiselle. It was hard to miss, what with the supermodel in sequins beneath headlines blaring, Come Again, Multiple Orgasm Made Easy, and Ass-tastic, 4 Butt Blasters to Get Your Rear in Gear. After a quick minute of deliberation, I